The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The ninth advantage of a Baal Bitochen that helps him not only in this world, in the world to come. Shalom Abracha to everybody. We are starting the ninth advantage of a Baal Bitochen over somebody who has this wonderful way of making wealth and riches. So he says, the Chavis Avoda says, the Aman Chimika, that was this alchemist, no matter how much money he makes, it doesn't remain with him after he dies. In other words, we mistakenly go through life and to a certain degree fool ourselves thinking that what we need is wealth and the like for a pleasant life. And once again, it can be a good thing if used properly. But we can't focus on one small facet of life and make that the ikar. And the Be'etzim, we, Klal Yisrael, recognize that this world, the world we're living in, is a very, very minute percentage of our entire existence. Because we live here however long it may be, let's say 120 years, 150 years, however how long you want to make it, and then afterwards we remain eternally. And the neshama, every Jewish neshama remains eternally. Some have to go through a whole complicated process to be zeichet to it, but everybody has it. Kamavon, it's up to us to nurture it and get a more pleasant and better level in the world to come. So if we focus totally that, you know, what I have to put my betochen is in Olam Hazeh, then in Chanami, money is one of the most important things. But when we look at the bigger picture, that I am an eternal being, and by having betochen Hashem, I could be zeichet to eternal good, which my money will not help me at all. Adarabah, every penny that remains behind after we die is money that, unfortunately, we didn't take advantage of. There's a cute story by Rav Steinman, Zichron Levracha. Somebody introduced Rav Steinman to a certain individual, and when I introduced him, I told Rav Steinman, this person is a wealthy person. Okay, Rav Steinman was a very matter-of-fact person. So he asked the person, how much money do you have? So the person said he has $10 million. Don't argue with me if that's considered wealthy or not. But that's the way the story goes. And Rav Steinman said, oh, that's nice. Take five for yourself and give five for tzedakah. So Kamavan, the person was shocked. And he tried to think of some good answers how to keep his money, or at least explain why he doesn't want to give away so much money. So he tells Rav Steinman, you know, I have to be responsible, I have to provide for my children, for my yorshim. So Rav Steinman, on the spot, with his matter-of-fact way of answering people, he said, I'm telling you, $5 million is enough for your yorshim. If you have too big of a yerusha, they're going to be fighting over it for years on end. Come on. What he meant is to give over a certain message of how do we relate to what we have? Do we relate to the physical things we have as being eternal and just a nice thing to do during mitzvahs, or to realize that our real essence is being over Hashem and to maximize what we can do while we're here? Because whatever we don't take advantage when we're here, we will never take advantage of. Once we go into the world to come, there's nothing to do with it. That's So that's what he's saying, that this the bitachon makes it possible to have eternal good, whereas bitachon on one's money or even more so amassing a lot of money just
Kol Halashon.
It makes a person feel comfortable in this world, and that's the end of it. The truth is that, as we will see as we learn, the Batech Bashem is not just something you do on the side. It's something you do every second of your life. And therefore, you can even do the same exact thing. You do with Bitochen or without Bitochen. As a person is involved in a big business and he's making a lot of money, or a small business, or whatever he's doing. If he does it without Bitochen, so he's working. And once again, he won't get Olam Haba for it because he's working. But if he realizes that everything in business is also an issue of bitachon, I have to make sure, number one is, am I doing it really the way Hashem wants me to do it? Am I doing it 100% correctly according to halacha? Am I cutting corners and halacha? Number one. Number two is, how do I react and relate to those who are working together with me? I'm always nervous and don't treat them nicely. So that's not the type of work of bitachon, because once again, a person who's working with bitachon, he is relating to the entire experience of work as a part of avodas Hashem. It's a way that he can do things right, the way Hashem wants. Kama vada, the most important thing when he's involved in his parnosa. Do I really think the money is from me, or do I think that nothing is from me? I have to make the moves. Well, the Maisa, if I will succeed or not, that's in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that the Chavis of Oz brings over here, Botech Bashem Chesed Yisoyv Venu, which we would think that Pasuk has nothing specifically to do with Olam Haba. It says a person of Bitochen Bashem, Hashem was surrounded with Chasodim. Because once again, the idea of Bitochen is, I'm living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm placing my hands, myself in Hashem's hands. And the more I feel it, and I go through life in that fashion, that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me with Chesed. So if the Father is using the Pasuk of Chesed Yitzvah B'Venim specifically for Olam Haba, after we pass away, because that is a true Chesed. What does that mean? Because Betzem, as we know, it says, Bereishis Bara Elokim, everything that is created in this world, the physical world, it's Etzem Elikim, created by the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midah Sadin. Midah Sadin is a limiting Midah of Hashem. And everything in this world is limited. No matter how much money a person has, it's a limited. He doesn't have all the money in the world. No matter how healthy a person has, it has its limitations. And how long you live, it's also very limited. And everything in the physical world is limited. It's basically based on Din. The spiritual world is chesed, because that's unlimited. There's no limit to a madrega of avodas Hashem a person can reach. He always gets a deeper understanding of his amun in Hashem, a deeper level of tefillah, a deeper understanding of Torah, higher levels of doing chesed. It's unlimited. And that's the idea of Olam Haba. It's also unlimited. So the spiritual world is the world of chesed. If a person has bitachon Hashem, he goes through life realizing that I was put into this world by Hashem, and my goal in life is to bring myself closer to Hashem and live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel Him, then he's putting himself in the world of the Chesed, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that gives him, by nature, a sheiches to Olam Haba, because that's what Olam Haba is. For those people who have sheiches to the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will have it in a much deeper and more beautiful way than we could imagine in this world. It brings another pasuk, Marav Tuvcha Shetzefante L'Reyecho Pata L'Choysin Boch. Also, the tremendous amount of good that Hashem has hidden for those who have Yir Shemayim. So, this is another point. This is the beautiful gain that I have by Bipoitech Hashem. And Batech on my physical things, then the maximum it could do for me is give me the most pleasant possible life in this world. And we saw before that even that's not clear. But even if it does, but it's only in this world, all that wealth that I'm relying on, it stays with me. Suddenly I come to Olamas and I realize, oh, I could have taken advantage of it better. I mean, Tzad Hashem, if a person has Bitochen Hashem, then everything he will do, both in his spiritual endeavors and even his physical endeavors, he will feel his closeness with Hashem and do it the way Hashem wants. And that will give him this chesed yisod v'veno in this world and in the world to come, Yitz Hashem.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.